T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up in less than 2 minutes. We do it every day with Marks and Reese at 3 and 4 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. And also, so Ike, quickly.
Yes, sir.
So Corey Unlin, who, I mean.
Damn.
Some people thought that maybe he would be the lack of development by the defensive backs. He's the Eagles' defensive backs coach, or he was. Mm-hmm. That maybe he would end up being a scapegoat for lack of development or whatever. But instead, he was hired by the Lions to be their new defensive coordinator. You know, their Lions head coach, Matt Patricia, they coached together as young coaches in New England. So he's bringing them aboard. So the Eagles are now going to need a defensive backs coach too, Ike.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody else right now. I was trying to think.
Yeah, they'll get somebody.
Yeah, I was trying to think, see if some of my former teammates could come in.
I mean, there's one big one.
But Al Harris is coaching in Kansas City. I wonder if Al has that position. I'd have to look to see if Al has.
I'll Google it real fast.
The cornerback position, because he could come here, and they could give him the official position.
I know Jack from Delco earlier when we were talking to him was lobbying for Brian Dawkins to be the defensive coordinator, but Jim Schwartz is now coming back because he didn't get the job.
Yeah, he's pretty upset about that.
He's going to join us a little bit later. He was milling around here. Walking around, but I don't think Doc would do the defensive backs.
No,
that's not enough of a job for B Doc. So Pat Shurmur hired by the Broncos. I don't think anybody really thought he was going to come here.
Well, he's one of those outside because of the tie to each other.
It would have made sense.
They want to go somewhere different,
and he's calling plays in Denver, not just coming in.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, there you go. Well, there you go, right there. Yeah.
Now, John DeFilippo. They quote had mutually agreed that he no longer is going to be the offensive coordinator in Jacksonville, which sounds
Damn,
like
Flip.
He got canned.
Boy, Flip can't hold down a spot.
Oh, DeFilippo. I would say that he does not come back here. I don't know. It's just a feel.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they had a chance to get him back here last year if they wanted him.
Yeah.
And they didn't, but he still wouldn't be calling plays. He may be looking for somewhere where he gets a chance to call plays.
Well, I after his last two stops, I'd be looking for the first in the game.
That's true. Good but, point by you.
No,
yeah.
But all else being equal, sure, he's a guy that wants to call his own play. So maybe Eagles will consider
him. You're right. Maybe he shouldn't be calling his own plays.
Yeah, maybe he should be a quarterback's coach.
Right.
Because outside of that, he hasn't had a whole lot of success as being a coordinator in this league.
Right.
The big name for the Eagles continues to kind of it feels like it's Jim Caldwell they're interested in and maybe some other guys, but it makes a lot of sense.
How many guys do we got? The Mike Kafka still on the market? I'm going to say, who's even available? If those guys, Kevin O'Connell, went this weekend.
Went to the Rams.
Shermer's gone.
Gone.
Like, yeah, who's...
Some of the young, the guy from LSU, they play tonight, the young dude.
Is he really
Brady?
A candidate?
I don't know.
Well, Matt Rule is apparently all in on trying to get him there.
Is that right?
Oh, Matt Rule's trying to get
him. Right, so it seems like he's definitely going to leave for an NFL job.
Well, he would go there and be the play caller.
Right. Sure.
Because Matt Rule doesn't call plays.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense from that
standpoint. And that's going to be interesting for people who want to take this job.
Yep.
Like, yeah, they don't get to call the plays.
Nope.
Doug is calling the plays.
No, it's less attractive. Why? I mean, you would almost wonder if he would stay at LSU and bide his time to wait for
a New York job Carolina job as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Well, it's a good job.
He gets to call the plays.
Right.
Yeah.
If he's not calling his – I don't think he's leaving just to get the next job is what I'm saying. He's making $400,000 at LSU.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, I mean, but here's the other thing, right? Like,
who knows? He's going to get $1 million at least.
Cliff Kingsbury wasn't even a successful college coach, and he got a head coaching job. So who knows how fast this guy could ascend to being
the next guy. Yeah, the days of – you need a resume or how long you've been coaching. Yeah, that stuff's out the door.
Ask Kevin Stefanski.
Right, yeah. Guys are getting jobs. Yeah, you got to go in there and sell yourself to the organization, or you need to be one of these young, bright, innovative minds.
Yep.
He's at LSU, though. I don't even know if he calls the plays. He's the passing game coordinator.
He's called the plays, Jack? I don't know.
I thought the coach whose daughter died in the plane crash was the offensive coordinator. Yeah.
He is, sure.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I think teams are as interested in Brady because he helped develop Joe Burrow, right?
I agree. And that could be a way of Carolina looking like, we're going to take a college quarterback. You can work with a young guy and develop him as well.
Let's give you a chance to win $1,000. Text the word REST to 72881. Text the word REST, R-E-S-T, to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. REST to 72881. Good luck. When would message and data rates apply? Well, I guess, I mean, does not ever, do people not have like a lot of data and I mean, it feels like it's almost like an AOL type thing to say where it's like,
come on, man, lay off AOL, man. I still use AOL.
I know you do.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. They say that every time I give the email address out.
Do you still pay for it?
No.
No, my mom.
At least I don't think so.
My mom
you
and dad.
Probably check on that.
No, they were paying for it. I'm telling you, up until like maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they weren't even using it. And I'm like, you pay $20 a month for AOL? What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't get a bill. Right? Nah, they would send me a bill.
Well, no, it was just deducted out of one of their cards, so they would just pay it every month and be like, oh yeah,
right.
I don't feel like calling, and you know,
right. Yeah, I don't think I'm paying for it. That's why I don't like doing the whole automatic deduction from your bank account.
You forget about it?
Because I forget stuff, yeah.
That's why you like writing the check. You get the check in the mail, put
checks.
The stamp on there, paste that sucker on there.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I don't use a dial-up phone for people out there who's worried.
Yeah, where's the dial-up? All right, so that's the coaching stuff this weekend. We'll obviously keep you updated on who could be the OC. I guess they're determining right now who it would be. I don't know. I mean, when would they interview? Would they have to wait for a guy like Kafka till after they're eliminated from the playoffs? Would they?
Yes, because they don't have any time. Or they can wait to the bye week.
Of the Super Bowl.
Mm. So he could do it that week.
And Kansas City didn't have the – well, I mean, Bieniemy was able to interview.
Yeah, they could have interviewed Kafka last week if they wanted to.
Mm.
But now they have to wait until the bye week or until the season is over with, yes.
All right, we'll keep you updated. Back to the phones. How close are the Eagles? You watched the games this weekend. How close are they? Right? I'm not saying the Eagles are a 6-10 team, 7-9 team, but, man, you look at the Eagles' offense. Eagles' offense is good. It's the defense I'm worried about, man. Look at the defensive line alone. Like Fletcher Cox showed this year that he still can be a great player, but he wasn't consistent enough. And part of that was how many snaps he was playing, and he was coming off an injury, or he was injured at the beginning of the season, right? So Fletcher could still be a Pro Bowl type player, and he was a Pro Bowler this year, but the impact he had wasn't consistent enough to carry the defense. Brandon Graham had great stretches. I still think he's a good part of a defensive line. You still don't have that natural pass rusher. Derek Barnett flashed again this year. But again, is he more of a situational player than an every down defensive end? I believe he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Malik Jackson was hurt. I don't know if that means 30 years old coming back off a major injury that he's going to have the same type of effectiveness or impact on the game that people thought he was going to have this year. And the last thing that I want is Howie to go out and spend money on another Malik Jackson. Right? That's a bad signing. It just is. DeSean Jackson. We all loved it. I loved it. He's 33 years old. He played one game, right? So that's the last thing I want is to try to do what you did the last 2 years was to keep it going. We want a Super Bowl. Keep it going. Do it. Just bring in the guy that's going to make us better. No, you have to at least have an eye for the future because I don't think they're that close this year. I really don't like the offense. I don't like the defense at all. Who's in their defensive backfield this year? Unless you're bringing back older guys, right? 888-729-9494. Mario. In San Francisco, listening on the radio.com app. Mario, how are you?
I'm good. Getting ready to go to this game this Sunday. Wish you guys wish the Eagles could be here.
Oh, yeah.
Two things. Do you, any of you guys believe if it was anybody but O'Brien coaching Houston that they would have blown that game? And then the second thing is that as much as I don't like Howie, the problem that Howie has with the front with the picks is that he relies on an ancient coach scouting team. those guys are terrible. The scouts that he had, I'm sure they bring him the information. How he just disseminates that to Lurie. These guys are awful. 4 years in a row, Pumphrey, Sidney Jones, J.J. Whiteside. Come on. Stay out of the West Coast. Go SEC. Okay, answer my question.
We agree with you on that one, Mario. Yeah, I mean, Ike, you're down there. You're obviously down at the facility a lot. You do stuff for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. But I don't know. I don't know what happens once the scouts look at the players and what those scouts are saying and what they're recommending and how much input Howie takes. I don't know the whole process. Here's what I do know. Mm-hmm. They've had way too many misses, and it's hurting the team right now, and that needs to change.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that was a
– and they know that.
That was a directive from the owner, I would imagine. You know, he wants to know why draft picks aren't panning out, why these young players haven't developed into our starters, right? Jeffrey Lurie sits in that box, and he's watching his team. Like, he doesn't speak a whole lot, but he's very aware of what's going on with his football team, personnel standpoint, coaching standpoint. He's very in tune with that, and I think he's took that role during the Chip Kelly era. And once that era was over with, he realized that's what he was going to do moving forward. And he wasn't going to wait a whole lot of time to change things when he thinks things need to be changed. And that's why I don't have a problem with if Jeffrey Lurie had any influence on moving on from Mike Groh and Carson Welsh or Walsh. But they certainly need to change the process from what it's been in the past when it comes to selecting players, the criteria that they're looking for. That's all the way from off the field stuff to the measurements that you're looking at, how he fits in the offense.
Yeah, what exactly are you looking for?
Like, what are you trying to do right with the offense?
Right.
Like, what are you trying to do? What identity are you trying to create with this offense? And then those are the players that you select so that you can have that offense.
Well, it seems like that. Like, I look at what Andy Reid has in Kansas City, and it seems like that he's not really worried about size at wide receiver, right? Like, he's looking for speed to where Howie goes out and he drafts an Alshon Jeffrey clone, at least as far as size and probably speed, in Arthega Whiteside, when there were guys that were more of the Andy Reid type that were on the board. In fact, he took one.
Yeah, Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, and Hardman, who has dynamic speed to where if that whole philosophy is, no, I like the big guy, I like the 50-50 balls, that's fine. But those guys have to be able to play. Because what you see around the league is you see speed.
Yep.
And, you know, what type of player are they looking for on offense and defense? Like cornerback, what are they looking for? I mean, are they looking for size like a Rasul? Are they looking for
They need to be looking for playmakers.
Yeah, dude.
Guys who can find the football.
Who's the biggest impact player on their defense right now?
Their biggest impact player?
Malcolm or Fletcher?
I would say Brandon, maybe. At least just looking at this year, Brandon and Derek Barnett, in my opinion, probably made more plays on that caused turnovers, sacks, things
Bang.
Of that nature.
Who's creating turnovers?
Like, that's what you need.
Who's stripping the ball? Who is making plays? And
when the ball's in the air.
How many interceptions?
Our linebackers led us in interceptions. Nate Gary, Jack Fritz led us in interceptions.
No ball skills. Nope. No ball skills. I mean,
Sidney Jones might have led us in picks, and he played 15% of the snaps this year.
And that's how you get from being a defense that's good enough if you create turnovers.
That might be true. Sidney Jones may have had more interceptions at the cornerback position than anybody else.
Is that right?
He might have, yeah.
Well, I can't remember
I can't
many.
Think of anybody else. Jalen had one his first game back against the Cowboys.
And normally a good producer would be Googling that to see how many interceptions
Instead,
there are.
Instead, he's in there chopping it up with the program director.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
I saw him in there. He had a big smile on his face. Exactly. Nothing.
That sound great.
Nothing. You know, just doing a show here. Just doing a show here. We're like being like, all right, when is he going to start to check on the things that we're talking about here because we're live on the air? No, I mean, but playmaking, impact on defense, creating turnovers. You can be an average defense, but if you're creating turnovers and you're shortening the field.
Well, that's what Seattle did.
Bang.
They weren't great on defense. They just took the ball away from people.
Let's go to Lewis in West Philly. What's up, Lou? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Lou?
What's up, buddy?
Not often do I disagree with Ike, but I'm going to have to gotta have to ask you to calm down on this J.J. Arcega-Whiteside slander, my guy. Like, especially it is funny
slander
because a lot of people when they talk about J.J. and they say he's a bust or whatever it may be, they do bring up D.K. Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't even know that D.K. Metcalf never caught more than 40 balls in college in a season. His career high in a season was 39 catches. That was the most catches he had in one season. That was, his sophomore season. He had 39 catches for like 500 yards.
Sure.
J.J.'s lowest output, I think, with catches was 39. And then in the 3 years that he caught. The 3 years that he played in college.
But you're projecting to the NFL. Lewis,
Timmy Chang threw for 8,000 yards in college.
No, like, no, I definitely – No.
What does that mean?
You have a point there. I'm just saying it's not a, oh, my God, how could they possibly have taken this person over this person situation. That's what I'm saying. That's why I specifically compared those two.
Listen, Lewis, I liked J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I liked the pick. I was wrong. I'm not saying they reached on J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. He was certainly projected to go in the area in which they took him, and I was okay with the pick. I'm saying, looking at it now, like, what did they see that they liked about J.J. so much that they overlooked those other guys?
I don't think you're wrong. I think that throughout most of the season, and I've seen this with a couple of the players, not even only on offense, I think it might just be a Doug thing that he has to get under control,
mm-hmm.
where they have players, and instead of making sure they put their players in the position to do what they do best, they put them into the players in the position to do what they want them to do, to execute whatever scheme they want to. Like when I spoke to you guys last week and I told you Jim wants corners that can play on islands, but he doesn't have any corners that can play on islands.
Right.
You're right.
But if he put Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones in cover two schemes and told you, hey, guys, play up aggressively at the line, disrupt routes at the line of scrimmage, and we're going to cook that way. They would probably look a lot better.
Listen, you may be right. It may be.
Thanks, Lou.
And that's why I don't know how good this is that Jim Schwartz is coming back.
I'm disappointed, I'm being honest.
I don't know how good this is.
Jack, I mean, you disappointed that Schwartz is coming back? I'm disappointed.
Kind of wanted a new scheme.
I did, too. I don't know. He's a good coordinator. Like, is there really?
What is a good coordinator.
Name a better coordinator out on the market right now. That's what I'd be worried about. Like,
well,
I don't know who are you getting in here that'd be better than Jim Schwartz?
There's always another guy. I mean, that was the line for you can't fire Andy Reid. Who you gonna hire that's better?
You can
believe me, there's guys.
Yeah, you can go hire guys, Jack. Here's the other thing too, though. You want someone who also has a different eye for talent. Who's looking at players differently. Jim sees players the way he sees players and how they fit in his scheme. We obviously have not been happy or overwhelmed by the players that have been playing in the scheme. You know, our best players aren't players they got after Jim Schwartz arrived. They're players
Clearly.
That were here before Jim Schwartz.
Yeah.
Right? So ever since he's put his stamp from a personnel standpoint on the team, he hasn't really hit on a bunch of guys.
No.
As far as the players that he likes, when you hear that we could have had Jamie Collins instead of Zach Brown.
And you got Zach Brown.
He wanted Zach Brown because he's familiar with Zach Brown. Okay.
He likes his guys.
Yeah, Jamie Collins had double-digit sacks this year.
You have the bad Bills team. He wants all his Bills players.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't know.
So
getting a new coordinator here like a Keith Richard or someone, how about that talent on Dallas's defense? Some of the guys they've drafted. Keith Richard has been there for a few years now. Okay, maybe he knows.
He's got a better eye.
And a different – he's seeing the criteria is different when it comes to selecting players.
Eagles interceptions, you're right. Nate Gary Jerry had two.
Mm-hmm.
Our
leading corner.
Sidney Jones had two as well. You're correct. Yeah. Two other defensive backs had two. Rodney McLeod.
As a safety.
And Ron Darby had two, which I don't remember.
I don't remember either one of them.
Maybe.
That can't be real, right?
When did Ron Darby have two picks,
let alone? Yeah, when did he have one pick, let alone two?
I don't remember him at all. Ron Darby's only 25 years old, too, man.
Oh, yeah, and he's missed 25 games.
That's unbelievable.
He's missed 25 games in 2-3 years of being here.
Bradham had one, Jalen Mills had one, Zendejo had one before they cut him. And that was it. So, I mean,
so we had 11. Six. Goodness gracious. Just 11 picks in a pass-happy league?
Mm-hmm.
Like today's age?
Yep.
I remember a day when people were getting 11 picks in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I mean, yeah, as much as we didn't necessarily love Asante Samuel in this town.
Yeah, he could come up with 7, 8, 9 picks in a year.
Yes. 888-729-9494.
888-729. Remember those days? You can get 7, 8, 9 picks in a year.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, we're coming
up. And now you're throwing every quarterback throws it 50 times a game.
Exactly. You would think it would be easier to get picks.
Coming up.
Jack.
Tony Romo is a broadcasting free agent. Wait till you hear what a network is planning to offer Tony Romo to be their next commentator. It's unbelievable.
Romo was off the mark yesterday, too.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
He was just...
I think Tony Romo...
Some of his coaching, he was trying to second-guess coaching decisions, and you're like, Romo, no. You don't need to go for two now.
Yeah,
like when the Chiefs
scored
their first touchdown, like it was in the early in the second quarter, he wanted them to start going for two then.
Right. And by the way, people I was reading today were people like, Bill O'Brien blew it for kicking a field goal instead of going for it up 21-0. And I'm like,
yeah, I didn't have a problem with that.
Like, he took 3 points. You think that mattered at the end of the game that he went for three instead of going for it?
No, the fake punt
the fake punt's where he should be fired.
Yes.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese will come back. What do you hear this Tony Romo stuff? And also the Eagles. How close are they? Not that close. Ike thinks they are.
Of course.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP back after this.
Hey, if you're looking for your next vehicle, but you don't want a big price tag, then my friends at Elite Acura have you covered. Stop in and walk their entire lot, complete with certified pre-owned Acuras that will fit your needs and your budget. Many of Elite's certified pre-owned Acuras had only one owner and also have low mileage. Plus, all of their vehicles must pass a comprehensive 182-point inspection. Now, their factory-trained technicians inspect everything inside and out, so you'll always get a vehicle that upholds Acura standards. Elite has dozens of certified pre-owned Acuras. They're sure to have one for you. Now, I love driving my Acura MDX. I drive home the Acura all the time, and you can drive home the Acura that you want at any price you want tonight. Experience the difference an exceptionally priced brand new Acura can make from Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Just look for the giant billboard. You can't miss it. Shop their certified pre-owned and entire inventory online at EliteAcura.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.